This is the best of MZ. We're playing the greatest moments in MZ history since 2006. 2016.
I didn't realize Jaime also watches Game of Thrones, and he's caught up. You've watched every single episode, right?
No way.
I watched them all, but
yeah.
I'm
so
not good.
Well, here's the deal. So you know how Jaime is with names, right?
No good.
Jaime, name the Asian character on The Walking Dead.
I think it's Chris. Nah.
Can I steal that
hold
one?
Hold on, hold on. Kyle or something like that?
Nope. Oh. Eric?
Glenn.
Oh.
Glenn Coco.
So anyway, Glenn has been on the show since season one.
Man. Like since the third episode.
Right.
I'm not good with names.
So he's terrible with names. But on this show, I don't blame him. On Game of Thrones, I don't blame him because I don't even know the names, and I've binge watched it for 3 weeks.
There's that many characters.
They just all sound the same.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
They all sound the same. It's just a weird. I don't know. They're just a lot of weird names. So anyway, we've got a new game.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Does Jaime Know That Name? The point of the game is very simple. You try to guess if Jaime knows his name or not. If he guesses it, you get a point. And what are we playing for today, Bob?
Well, Jim, I'm glad you asked. We're playing for The Walking Dead Soap on a Rope.
What?
I guess that's it. It's The Walking Dead Soap
ears.
On a Rope.
But they're ears on a rope.
Yeah. This is what we're playing
for. They're soap ears on a nasty rope.
Yeah.
That's something a mercenary would do.
This is something Daryl had around his neck.
Do they have that in prison?
No, Daryl had
soap on a rope.
They had, you and Kirby would love this, by the way. Don't drop it.
I don't know about ears.
All right, let's meet our contestants. Contestant number one.
Oh, me, Eric Starr?
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, Eric Starr.
Hey, what's up?
Where are you from, Eric Starr?
I am from Dallas, Texas.
Are you ready to play? Does Jaime know the answer?
Yes, I am.
All right, Chris. Oh, I'm sorry. Contestant number two.
Hey, y'all. Oh, my God. I don't know nothing about this show. But
and that's the beauty of this game is because you don't need to know anything about the show. You just have to know, does Jaime know the name?
All righty. I'm excited to win a car.
All right, contestant number three.
Hi.
Your name, sir. Your name.
My name is Bobby.
All right. Where are you from, Bobby?
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
All right. Are you guys ready to play?
Yes!
Does Jaime know that name?
I'm happy to be here.
Let's go, Jaime.
All right. So,
let's get it.
I'm going to start out with some easy questions. For those of you who haven't seen Game of Thrones, we're not going to spoil anything for you. Okay?
No problem.
No spoilers here.
Do we get to find out if it's a main, if it's a primary character?
It doesn't matter. None of that matters. Okay.
That would just help us out.
Jaime, are you ready?
Yes, I'm very, very ready.
What is the name of Robb Stark's bastard son who is currently in service at Castle Black? And that is a typo because it's not Robb Stark, but it's the father who is currently in service at Castle Black.
So we have to guess if he knows it.
Right. Contestant number one, do you think he knows the answer? This is a main character. He's been there since season one.
I think he knows it.
All right, Chris, does he know the answer?
I don't think so.
All right. Locked in. Bobby, does he know the answer?
I don't think he does.
All right.
So I'm the only one that thinks he knows it?
Yeah, you're the only one that thinks he knows it.
It's easy.
Jaime,
you better know, Jaime.
What's the name?
Is Caesar?
No!
Oh, yeah!
I figured Caesar. That was it. Yeah, because that's some sort of medieval name,
it,
Caesar.
Yeah, go
who
ahead.
Jon Snow.
Rob? Oh, my God. I wouldn't know that. But
I told you.
It's the one of the main characters.
He's not at Castle Black. He's at the Midnight's Watch, at the Watchman's
Black. But I think that's at Castle Black, though, isn't it?
Oh, three of y'all are going at it, me and Chris over here. Like,
that's at the Tower, Night Tower, the Night Watchman.
No, he's right.
Okay.
You got me mixed up on that.
Castle totally different, yeah.
Castle Black is where not the Bastard Son, but the other guy that got
kidnapped. All right, we'll give you that one then.
Oh, my God.
All right. So we'll say.
Does Michael even know what's going on?
If you would have said the tower, I would have known that.
All right,
Michael didn't even know.
Night's Watch.
Eric gets a point because Jaime. I didn't give Jaime the correct clue.
Yeah,
the Night's Watch.
All right, all right. Here we go.
So everybody has 1 point now.
No, Eric's only got 1 point because he knows the name. y'all said he wasn't going to get it.
That was the only name.
But he didn't get it
because he got the wrong information.
We'll explain it to you after the show, Bob. Oh, I'm sorry. CW, you can play too. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally forgot about contestant number four. All right. What is the name of Jon Snow's, that was the answer to the last question, direwolf? All right? What is the name of Jon Snow's direwolf? And I'll give you a hint, Jaime. It's the White Wolf.
The White Wolf?
Contestant number one. Does Jaime know the answer?
I don't think he knows it.
It's a very simple answer.
I'll watch him know it now.
I even gave you the answer before the show.
I know, but I wasn't.
No, it isn't. No.
All right. Contestant number two.
I think Jaime knows it. He's being strategic.
Okay, so Chris says yes. Bobby?
I'm studying.
We're running out of music, so.
I'm sweating.
You're sweating? Yeah. Okay. No, I don't think he knows it.
All right. C-Dub?
I think he knows it.
All right. Jaime, what is the answer?
You say dire, right?
Is it the wolf? Just the wolf.
The dire. Hello? No, I don't know it, man.
You don't know it?
I know it. Oh,
I thought you told me it was dire wolf.
No, the dire wolf.
Is it? Yeah.
But what's the name of the dire wolf? We'll give him another chance.
All right, I'm going to take a guess.
It's something spooky.
No, don't give
up. Spooky.
I told you before the show.
Lady G.
No, not Lady G. It's a Casper the Friendly Ghost? Casper?
Oh, close, but no cigar.
What is it?
It was ghost.
Oh, my God. I wasn't that far. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah, you were close. He was ghost. Close.
Do we want to give it to him?
I knew he wasn't going to know.
No.
You can't give it to me because I didn't get it right.
All right. Okay.
So I get another point. Eric has 2 points.
Eric has 2 points. And Bobby has a point. No. He said
he would know it.
No, I said he would not know it.
Yeah.
And both you guys, and the rest of them said he would, right? Would. Okay, so Eric's got 2 points. Here we go.
You got to give me something easy, man.
That was easy.
I'm sweating bullets
now,
over
here.
Now,
this could be three possibilities on this name. You only have to give me one. What is the name of the Dragon Queen? Again, been there since season one.
God.
Over 54 hours of shows he's watched.
It starts with a D,
it's
but
a
I
main character.
It.
Well, try your best.
There's three, all right.
Yeah, so contestant number one, does he know the answer?
It's the Dragon Queen, right? And it's like.
Don't say anything. Don't say that.
Oh.
Test number one, do you think he knows it?
I'm going to say yes.
All right.
I think you figure it out.
Okay, Chris?
I'm going to say. I'm going to say no.
No? Bobby?
I think you'll figure it out.
All right. Dub?
No.
All right. Let's find out.
I'm
going
to try to say that,
damn.
I don't know. It starts with a D or R.
You try to say it, and I'll tell you if you're close.
It's Draskino or Grikino or something like that. Draskinina?
All right.
It starts with a D, right?
Draskinina?
We're not talking about hood names.
There's also another name.
It starts with a T. Trying to help him out.
Okay. Not Tiari or something like that, right?
not Tiara.
I love all these names.
Tyrone?
Nope.
Tiara.
But save that one. You might need it for later.
Okay. Tyrone, is that how you say it?
No, it's Daenerys Targaryen.
Yes.
That's the one I was thinking
or
about.
Or Khaleesi.
Or Khaleesi. That could have worked
Targaryen.
Too.
Targaryen.
All right, so who has points
Chris,
here?
Chris and Dub get a point.
Chris and Dub get a point. All right.
Dang.
So now we're Eric's me, still
Chris,
ahead.
Me, Chris, and Dub have one. Eric has two.
All right, this is another one I told you before the show.
Okay, I got this one.
I tried to help him out because I knew this would come to this. What is the name of the hot Stark girl? What is the name of the hot Stark girl? Which is the older one? The tall one. All right.
Okay.
All right. Does he know the answer?
I'm gonna say no because I don't remember it either.
Okay. Chris?
I'm gonna say no.
No?
No.
Bobby, no. Dub?
I'm gonna go with yes.
All right. Dub's trying to be different here. Do you know the answer or the name?
It's Sansa.
Oh my gosh!
How did you get that?
I remember you told me the damn name.
Mind blown.
He told
you. Hey, when there's a hot woman involved.
Oh my gosh.
It could have been her or that other one, Marjorie.
Wow, that blew my mind. So Dub has a point. Dub has 2 points, right?
Yeah.
So now it's a tie between Eric and Dub.
No, well, Chris has 2 points as well.
Oh, because you said he wouldn't get it either?
Yeah.
No, everybody said no, except for Dub. All right.
Yeah, everybody said no.
What is the dwarf's name? Again, main character, been on since season one, 54 hours of Game of Thrones episodes.
Just by the way, he's looking, I'm going to say no.
All right. You kind of said it earlier, by the way, Jaime. You kind of said it earlier.
I'm enjoying saying no, so I'm going to stick to no.
No means no. Bobby?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. Dub?
I'm going with yes.
All right. Jaime, don't disappoint. Do you know this name?
Yeah, but I can't say it.
All right, we'll try.
Is it Tyrone or Tyrone? It's one of the two, right? It's Tjorn.
I'm gonna give you that.
Or Tyrone.
I'm gonna give you that because it's like Tyron.
Now we have.
There you go.
All right.
Now we have a three-way.
Who's tied?
Me, Dub, and
that wasn't Eric. Really fair, but okay.
All right. This is gonna be the tiebreaker because this could go on forever. Oh my gosh! Are you almost done with this block? All right. What is the name of the giant that carries the Stark boy around? And he says his name all the time.
I'm going to say no.
The big body one?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Eric says no. Chris?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. Bobby?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. Dub?
I'm going to say no.
All right, so two no's, two yeses. Locked in. What do you say, Jaime?
Charles.
did you just say Charles? His name is Charles.
Is who?
All right, I'm going to try to give you an easy one. I'm going to try to give you an easy one. No, you're wrong. You got it wrong.
What was the name?
Hodo. Hodor.
Hodor.
Hodor. Hodat. It's like that.
Hodat.
It's got to be some sort of British English name.
Hodor.
I never heard of that.
Where do the Lannisters live? It's a city. The Lannisters are in power right now. They're in the kingdom.
They're a family.
What's the name of the kingdom? The kingdom. Eric, does he know it?
I'm going to say yes.
All right, Chris?
I'm going to say yes.
Bobby?
No.
Dub?
No.
The kingdom. All right.
You have to get it right.
That's a guess. That's a clue.
The kingdom.
Right,
yes.
The kingdom.
Kingdom of Spades?
No. I'm gonna help you out here.
The Lannister Kingdom?
No.
No, it's the city.
By the lake.
What does a plane do?
Land.
We give it a hint.
All right. So the name of this is the kingdom's name is
the Landing Kingdom. All right.
Oh, you almost got it.
What is it?
King's
Landing.
Good Lord.
They say it all the time.
We're still at a three-way tie, aren't we?
No.
Not who's
now,
winning?
Because he got it wrong.
Because I got
who's
wrong.
Winning?
So
me and Dub.
All right, so it's between Dub and CW.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dub and CW. Bobby and CW. Yes. Sorry, I get you guys confused.
Wait, what?
It's you guys have a four-way tie.
Four-way tie.
All right, it's only gonna be these two now because I'm running out of questions here and this is taking forever.
All right. Just give me a good one.
All right, here we go.
What's if I don't know it anyways?
This is you should know this guy. What is the name of the Queen Lannister? The hot one. What is the name of her brother? That's missing a member. All right. Bobby.
How did that go?
Missing a member?
Missing a member. Bobby.
A member.
Does he know? Does he know the name?
Some visual aid.
Does he know the name?
No.
Dub, does he know the name?
Yes.
All right. This is going to break the three-way tie or four-way tie. Jaime?
Caesar.
It was Jamie, but
you're also in
for real. Yeah.
You're also in the wrong time period.
Yeah. In fact, there's no one named. There's no one named Caesar.
Yeah, there is.
That was during the Roman time.
So
I'm going to look this up.
There's no one named Caesar in Game of Thrones. So that means Bobby is the winner.
Oh, cool.
Bobby, you get the Walking Dead soap on a rope, Daryl's Walker earpiece necklace.
I'm so excited.
And if anybody needs soap, God knows it's you. So,
oh, man.
So this is for you. It's from our friends at lootcrate.com. So, all right. That game took all of the second block.
Dear God. Did we edit that whole block out?
I thought it was fun. Does Jaime know the name?
No, I didn't.
All right, so next time we're going to play.
How many did he actually know? Like one?
Zero. He just knew. He knew one, I think, right? Sansa. He knew one. Sansa.
And Tyrone. You guys and
Tyrone.
Him,
don't
they
like
away.
Tyrone?
No.
Tyrion.
It's Tyrion.
Yes, it's Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister.
Hold on. This girl right here, I was getting Caesar mixed up with her. Cersei. Is it Cersei? Cersei Lannister?
Yeah. Something like that.
Damn it.
2007.
I want to do something real quick. I don't know. I've never done this before, but I always forget. Every time I have a celebrity or something on the show, I have a really crappy voicemail on my voicemail.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought if they could just record one for me, like, and then they can plug whatever they're on. Like, hey, this is Crystal, and watch me on Young and the Restless, whatever time, whatever network it's on.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to see if that would work. Yeah. It's extra publicity.
Machine?
Yeah, it's extra publicity for you guys. See, I'm thinking about you when I'm doing this. Plus, I'm too lazy to record my own voicemail.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You want to hang on for 1 second? Well, okay. I try to figure out how to do this. If it doesn't work, then I'm not even going to worry about it.
Okay, what do I say? This is Michael's phone?
Sure. Just be creative. Michael's phone works. What show is it on, what network is it on, by the way?
CBS.
Oh, it is? Okay. What time? Your time.
11:30.
Okay, so that's probably what? That's 1:30 our time?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9729. Please enter your password.
What's your password?
I'm not telling anybody.
Hi, Michael. This is Chris.
Hey, that's you.
I just got your message, and I was so...
Sorry.
Deleted.
End of message.
Sorry.
Press 4. Disconnect. Press 5.
All right, what did I press? 4?
Personal options.
Don't tell anybody my password, okay, Crystal?
Off. Press 1.
Okay.
Administrative options.
Press 2.
Greetings. Press 3.
I don't even know your password.
Personal greeting. Press 1. Recorded name.
Select
a standard greeting
time
with your telephone number, which will tell callers that
this
you are
unavailable. This is horrible. Okay, I should probably plan this out.
You should probably just end this.
Greeting with your name, which
probably
will
just
tell
hang
callers
up
that you are
hold
unavailable.
On.
This is great radio.
Personal greeting.
Okay.
3.
Got it.
Here's how your personal greeting will sound.
That's just quit.
Oh, man, I hate that.
Just quit.
But
just give up.
But wait, Crystal wants to do this, right, Crystal?
You're wasting
the
lady's time.
Okay, see, she said she wanted to do it. And there's my old voicemail. That's horrible. I'm going to talk over it the whole time. Okay.
Oh.
Are we done?
Satisfied with your personal
no, I'm not.
Press
all right, Crystal, tell me
your
debut.
Your greeting, press star.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to let
record
you go.
Record at the end of your greeting, press pound.
Wait, I'm nervous. Hey, you've reached Michael's phone and he's not here, but this is Crystal Khalil and watch Young and the Restless on CBS at 1:30 p.m. Yeah. Bye.
If you are satisfied with your
you
greeting,
listen to it?
Press pound.
All right.
If you would like to re-record your greeting,
you want to re-record it or listen to it?
To replay your greeting,
is that good for you?
Yeah, I like it. Let's do that. Satisfied?
Okay.
Press 1.
Are you still... Here's how your personal...
All right, you
want
to listen to
sound
it? Here we go.
Wait, I'm nervous. Hey, you've reached Michael's phone and he's not here, but this is Crystal Khalil and watch Young and the Restless on CBS at 1:30 p.m.
If you are satisfied
yes,
with your greeting...
that's good. Thanks, Crystal.
Sound. If you would like...
That was fantastic.
Welcome. Personal options.
Have you ever done that ever in a radio show ever? Oh, I'm sorry. I just got rid of Crystal.
What, did you just hang up on her?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What did you do that
well,
for?
How did that happen?
Oh, my gosh.
How
after
is this
that
the worst
horrible
interview? How is that the worst interview we've ever done?
What do you mean? How was it? It was horrible.
I thought it was good.
Oh, my goodness. And then you hung up on her. Oh.
Okay, fine. Fine.
I hope that if she ever meets you, she punches you right in your enormous nose.
2016.
I'm really liking the show Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
And Eric, do you watch that?
No, I don't.
Okay, but you've heard good things about it.
Yes, I've heard great things about it. I think I caught a couple episodes.
I was very unsure about it in the beginning, and I started watching, got into season one, liked it, and then started liking it a little bit more towards the end, then loved it at the season finale, and then it comes back for season two, and it's even better. Now it's talking about Rise of the Villains. And on the phone right now is the very young Bruce Wayne. David, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I'm loving the show.
I'm
now,
excited.
I'm telling you, when I first heard about this, because everyone was talking about it's a Gotham before Batman, and it's going to focus on a young Bruce Wayne, and it's going to focus on Jim Gordon as he's going through, as he's a detective, and he's kind of moving up through the ranks. You know, I'm like, how is that interesting? You know, in my mind, because I'm a big Batman fan, you know, and I'm like, how is this interesting? It's like Smallville. Who wants to see a Superman go through high school and having all these problems and stuff? Mm-hmm. So I was really, really unsure about it in the beginning. I didn't like the idea of it. I went into the first couple episodes and I was like, this is not going to work. I'm super offended that they're taking, you know, they're doing this to my Batman, you know? And then I get past a couple episodes and I'm loving it. And I just got hooked. I'm like, I'm this far into it. Might as well finish up the season, you know? And I'm loving it.
I mean, honestly, I had the same thoughts about it when I first heard the premise when I was auditioning for it. And I thought it would be a little like Smallville, like kind of teenage drama stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, what Bruno Heller, our creator, and all of our writers, what they were really thinking going into it was what made these iconic characters become who they are? What made the how did the Penguin choose to become the Penguin? Why did he do all the things that he did?
Right.
And same with Batman, and same with all these iconic characters. And that's really what it's the psychological aspect of this iconic world. And I think that what they've done with it is just brilliant.
When you watch the Penguin, he's really kind of short and thin, right? At what point, when you think of the Penguin in the Batman universe, he's kind of heavier set.
Right.
When do you think the Penguin just kind of gives it up, gives up on everything, and just starts eating whatever he wants? Maybe gets really depressed. When does the weight gain start? Does he have a thyroid condition?
Maybe when he's 40 and his metabolism slows down.
Right, yeah. It's when he's a little bit older and he just eating the same way and then just doesn't.
Yeah, probably when he continues eating chocolate like for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and just doesn't really realize that his metabolism is not as fast as it used to be.
Right, and then that's when his eyesight's going down. Now he's got to wear that little monocle now because he's probably got diabetes part two.
Right.
That's a little monocle now. So anyway.
That is hilarious, man.
But let's talk about you, David. You've been on several different shows already. You're 14 or 15?
I'll be 15 in a week, 2 weeks.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about the stuff you've been in.
I'm technically 14, but I like to consider myself 15.
All right. So you've been on Mike and Molly, The Office, Criminal Minds, Touched, and those are just a few. Yeah. These are like the big ones. And how long you've been acting?
I've been acting, doing theatrical work since I was about 8 or 9, so about 6 years now, 6, 7 years.
Wow.
That's incredible. Dude, how do you balance out your school life and all this, having to learn all these scripts?
It's not easy.
imagine. Oh, my goodness.
It's really not easy. It's especially hard going to Gotham because everything prior to Gotham was either short term or it was shooting in LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And LA is home for me. Mm-hmm. But Gotham shoots in New York. So, you know, I have to move to New York. But I still go to school in LA. And so I fly back as much as I can whenever I have a break shooting wise. And it's tough, but I try to manage.
What do your friends say about you being on such a huge show? Are they like, oh my God, my friend is famous?
Pretty much.
So you gotta,
I mean, luckily, a lot of the friends that I have now, I've known since I was 18 months old.
Right.
And I've just been really good friends with them my whole life. And so they knew me before any of this, before Gotham, before Touch, before acting for me. And so they kind of think of me as David, but like, there are these kids, you know, like at school that kind of do that. But it's cool. I mean, I like it.
I bet your dating life must be awesome, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding. No, it's not.
Just about to turn 15, and you're on all these shows. Now you're co-starring in one of the biggest shows of 2015. It was a breakout hit.
It is.
And now season two is even bigger, and they're about to come out with the last half of season two. Are you still shooting Gotham, or are you guys done?
Yeah, we're still shooting. I mean, I think the main reason for that big three-month break in the middle, that annoying gap in the middle of the season is due to the fact that it takes us 2 weeks to film an episode.
Oh, wow.
Because there's so much that goes into it, and it only takes a week for them to air. And so I think by the time episode 11, which is our mid-season finale, aired, we were only shooting episode 13.
Oh, wow.
Like we were not ahead. So yeah, if it continued airing two more weeks, they'd be like airing would be ahead of production, which obviously can't happen.
Right.
And so, we're only shooting episode like 18 right now.
So you still got a few more episodes left to go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a hectic schedule. And then you still have to fly back to LA to go back to school, and you got to do you have like a tutor or anything that comes with you and helps you out so you're not too far behind? Because if it was me, if I was 14 years old and in another state shooting a movie, there's no way I'd get anything done. There's no way.
I agree. I don't know.
I mean, I do. I have a studio teacher in New York.
Okay,
and,
good.
My teachers email me the work, and I do it here.
So
I take tests here.
Your teachers are cool with all that. I mean, they kind of give you some help.
My teachers, I mean, for the most part, they've kind of had to be.
Right.
It's the administration that kind of promised us in the beginning, because I just started high school, so the administration promised us in the beginning, and so the teachers kind of have to follow through.
Do you realize that you're in a very small group of actors that have played Bruce Wayne? I mean, I'm sure you've realized that, but I mean, think about these actors real quick. Adam West.
I know.
Christian Bale. Michael Keaton. George Clooney. It's a very small group of people that have played Bruce Wayne, and you're one of them. Like a recurring role. Like, there's been kids that have played Bruce Wayne, like, in the movie where, you know, the parents get shot or whatever. You see that scene over and over again.
Yeah.
And there's a kid that plays that part for, like, you know, 15 seconds. You're playing it every single week, and it's going on 2 years now. Isn't that incredible? Like, do you pinch yourself sometimes? Like, is this real?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
Now, were you a big Batman fan before you started working on this show?
So, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't a huge Batman fan.
Uh-huh.
Batman's always been, like, my favorite superhero, but now I'm a complete comic book nerd, and I've, like, you know, I've seen every single movie, and I've read as many comic books as I can get my hands on. Like, ever since I started the show, because of the show, I got really into it. But before that, I mean, I liked him. He wasn't, you know, I wasn't...
You weren't a super fan, but now you can appreciate the character a little bit more.
Exactly.
Dude, you know what's going to be weird? What if down the road in the future you end up playing Bruce Wayne, like the adult version?
This is exactly what I... Okay, let me tell you my thoughts on this, right? So let's say Gotham is doing so good right now. It's only season two, but I think they've got enough momentum. They can drag this out another 5 years, right? So that would bring it to seven seasons, mm-hmm. right? So at that point, you're another 5 years.
I'll
you're about 20, right? The season ends or the series ends with you putting on the cowl.
Yeah,
and that's it. Wow. And it goes to black, right? Everybody gets all excited. And then let's say 3 or 4 years from now, they want to do a reboot of the Batman stuff. You know, we always wait like 3 or 4 years and then Batman gets rebooted again. And they cast you to play this role. And now you're playing Batman. How crazy would that be? And you've been playing Batman your whole life, pretty much, you know?
Yeah,
that'd be crazy.
That would be amazing. I mean, I would love that.
And then you would never really have to work again. If you think about this, right? Because you know those Batman movies are going to make a ton, right? So no matter if they're terrible or not, they're going to make a ton of money. You can go to these comic cons that are all around the nation. You could go there and make a killing just taking photos with people, and you'll never have to work again. And you'll be doing this until you're 80 years old.
Sounds great to me.
I mean, Adam West, he just goes in and voices a few lines for Family Guy every now and then, and he's still making a killing. And he goes to these conventions and stuff. I mean, this is a gold mine.
I mean, yeah. You have my entire life mapped out.
I've got it. I'll send this all over to your people, and that way they know where I'm at. Let's get away from Gotham for a little bit. You just wrapped a movie, or you're still filming the movie, The Darkness. Is that right?
I shot that a while ago, actually.
Okay.
I shot it between the pilot and season one of Gotham.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In spring of 2014. It was almost 2 years ago. But we just did reshoots recently, and I think it's coming out. I think they said it's coming out in September of this year.
And what's the movie about?
So it's a horror movie with Kevin Bacon, Rhoda Mitchell, and Lucy Fry, and it's about a family that goes on a trip and brings back some things that they don't want, they shouldn't have brought back.
Oh, wow.
That's horror movie. So cool, dude. I've always wanted to be in a horror movie, but mm-hmm. I want to be the bitch who gets killed.
Why do you want to get killed?
Because I think it's fun. Like, they're like action, and you have to scream, you're hollering, you're like in the shower. Everywhere. Yeah.
You're in the shower in this haunted house, and then that's when you get killed.
Yeah, so, David, you got to be the one that gets killed. That way I can go to the movies and see you, and I'll be like, dude, he was on the radio show.
Well, no, he doesn't get killed. Well, I don't know if he gets killed or not, but he's already filmed this movie, so it's done.
Oh, okay.
So his fate is set.
I hope you get killed in the movie.
What a terrible thing to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so David is coming to Dallas next week. He'll be here next weekend.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day weekend. Do you have like a girlfriend or anything? Are you going to do anything special for her? Are you going to be away from her? I mean, what's going on?
No girlfriend.
All right, good. So you don't have any baggage, so you can come here and hang out with us.
Yeah, no baggage. All right.
That'd be cool. Have him come into the studio, do some more interviews. I don't know how you could balance a girlfriend. You got to learn scripts.
I know.
Then you got to do algebra.
You know what's cool is that you're doing exactly what you want to do. You
Amen.
Know what I mean? And remember us when you buy your first mansion, when you throw your first pool party and stuff. Just have us, you know, we'll fly in and just kind of join you for your first, you know,
we'll
housewarming.
We'll take David out when he turns 21.
Oh, there you go. We'll do that too.
Yeah, let's do it.
On your dime, obviously. You have more money than we do.
Obviously.
But, all right, Gotham
Love
Returns.
Party in my mansion.
There you go. Gotham Returns February 29th on, is it Fox?
Yeah, Fox.
Fox.
Mondays, 8 o'clock.
If you do not watch it, watch that show. It'll change your life. I don't know about really changing your life, but it's a great show.
I was going to say, I don't know. It might not change your
I'm trying to sell it.
Might
but
like
I, so far, everyone who's watched it loves it. Like,
true.
I haven't heard a negative comment about it.
That is true.
Except for me when I first started watching because I was all bitter and stuff about how they're going to not have Batman in it. But they do, and it's really good. I love the way they did it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
More success to you,
yeah,
man.
You are a superhero already at 15 years old, man.
I know, that's right.
Happy birthday, and we look forward to seeing you here next week.
Are you guys going to be at the Comic-Con?
I think so. I think we're going to try to make it. At least a couple of us are going to try to make it.
Yeah, come and say hi.
I will, man. Thanks again for doing the show, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
This is the best of MZ.